Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have two people in our studio whose names you probably recognize. Ann Johnsos and Tracy Weiner are here. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here wearing headphones that I think were here in 1994 when Tracy and I met.
Is that when you two met?
Yep.
You are both longtime producers at this radio station. You produced for Spike Odell.
Yes. Was it just Spike? I didn't know if you meant for how long.
Well, no, yeah, but was it just Spike? You only produced for Spike? You didn't produce for...
No, I produced Cochran, too.
Cochran. You were Steve's producer. And what about you, Em?
I produced Bob Collins and Roy Leonard, and then came back and produced Cochran, and then the business lunch with Steve Bertrand.
Probably the highlight.
It was. And then Bob and Marianne.
No kidding. Yeah. Boy, not many people say they were able to touch that many of the shows.
Are you saying I get around?
I'm saying that you're either very good or very bad at
very
what you
bad,
do.
Very bad.
I don't mean that at all. So the two of you now have become friends, having produced here for a while, and then neither of you are working at this radio station currently, but you stayed in touch, huh?
We were in each other's weddings.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no kidding. How nice.
Yeah. And our kids are the same age.
Do you guys see each other regularly
yes.
then? Your kids
mm-hmm.
play with each other?
We tip a few back sometimes in the backyard.
Me more than Tracy, let's be honest.
And so and you're here because you want to promote a podcast that you guys have, which is now available at WGNradio.com or wherever you find your podcasts. You should listen for Apparently. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Apparently.
That is correct.
Why do you call it that?
Okay, that one was my idea. I thought I wanted to do a podcast on parenting. Teresa wasn't even in the idea at the beginning. I was just like, I want to do something, but I'm an idiot. So how can you do a podcast without trying to sound like you're a good parent? And I was like, apparently, this is going on. And then I said, I can't do this by myself. And you know, the only person I can think of to do it with is kind of my bestie. And also the other most mediocre mom I know.
Well, I mean, I have good days and bad, but yeah. But
so
think about it.
You guys aren't selling yourselves as the experts.
Oh, no. We're average. That's the whole premise behind it.
Right.
Like, there's no manual when you have a kid, like how to do it. No book. I mean, there's lots of books, but so I'm just kind of winging it. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I do say a lot when they ask me questions because I sometimes don't know how to answer them.
So is the idea then people will listen to this and maybe relate to the issues you've got, and then you are finding experts to speak to them?
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
But we are the foil, if you will. Like, you know, often we are the butt of the joke because we don't know what we're doing. So we find people who can tell us what we're doing, but meanwhile, we put out all the options that are wrong. Those are the ones that we do.
We know how to do that.
Yeah, we're very good at that.
Yeah.
What's an example?
With the Fortnite?
Yeah, do that one.
So one of the episodes we've done already is Fortnite. Have you heard of Fortnite?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Okay, well, it's an online app game that boys play. Well, my son really wants to play.
Some girls.
And it's Pokemon Go on steroids, okay? And my son's really grinding on me wanting to play this game. And so we brought somebody on to talk about it. And she asked us a question about, wasn't it with what to do when people contact you or try to chat you on an online game that's kind of asking a private question, like, what's your name or where do you live? And they're like, so what would you tell your son to say if that was happened to him in that situation? And I went, I don't know. What's the right thing to say here? I don't know.
I think you would say, no, don't share private or personal information.
But this woman, and it's cool, this is the episode we're releasing this week, she said, answer without a don't. She's trying to teach us to teach our children without don't. What
Which I do every
do?
Day. Like
right.
multiple
Don't do
times
that.
A
Stop.
Day.
Put that down. No,
right.
no, no.
But
no.
What should you do? And so we're dumbfounded. Radio silence is a good word or two. But we had to say, you are allowed to say, if you want, your first name and that you live in America. And then you may say, that is all I want to tell you right now.
Right.
And we thought that was good. But then after that, if there's another question, the children are supposed to mute the conversation because you're not supposed to. Anyone who's going more than that, who's
one
a stranger,
and done. She said one and done, which like kind of appropriate for all social media things. Like my kids don't have Snapchat. They don't have Instagram. They don't have any of those apps.
Your kids are how old again?
12 and 10.
And yours are?
12 and 9.
12 and 9.
And also mine does have Snapchat and does have Instagram, but she only has one friend.
On social media.
And just like me.
And Anne's a city mom and I'm a 6'3" mom. Yeah, I'm out in the burbs.
Yeah, no kidding. So I guess the idea behind that Fortnite thing, you described it as Pokemon on steroids. You're running around, you're capturing coins or something like that.
No, it's actually, it's more like Minecraft meets Hunger Games. You're shooting people. You're because
it's a gun game.
But she's saying Pokemon was so popular. This is being called a tech epidemic. So
are they doing this physically though? They're out in the neighborhood running around.
No,
online.
I'm just when I said Pokemon Go, I mean that
in terms of popularity.
Correct.
Yeah, shame
on
me for being that out of the loop. Right.
Sorry.
Okay. So
I didn't explain it well.
You let your kids play a online shooting game?
No, I don't. So apparently, my son is the only one that is not playing it because every single day he's like asking me. You know, kids, they like try to wear you down. You remember with your boys?
If they
on the 100th and 101st time that they ask something that I'm going to just break down, just be like, oh, fine, just get the game.
And do you worry though that that'll foster bad behavior or it's just not healthy?
Well, I think what's interesting is in this episode she tells us how to create good behavior, and also it's very funny. My kids are girls, and they don't. And I asked them about that, and they said that Fortnite is idiotic. So that's not going to be a problem.
So lucky
good,
you.
Yeah, lucky.
She dodged a bullet on that one. Yeah, so to
no
speak.
Kidding.
But it is pervasive. It's all over schools. It's in the lunchroom. It's that's what they talk about. So it's like being on a team, and if you're the only one who's not on the team. So I argued with Tracy that maybe she needs to think about letting Ethan play with rules.
Yeah, that's what came out of it.
Yeah, right. Are you going to do that? No.
Nope. I don't know. Well, it has to be a discussion, definitely. There's like a contract that Ethan wants to draw up and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
He'll do anything to get this game.
I hereby vow that I'll adhere by these rules and da 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 if you let me play.
I've wanted to record him and say, okay, say that again. I'm rolling tape. Because you say you're only going to play it once. Okay. But that type of thing. So I can do a gotcha.
Also, part of the podcast is we talk to dads and get their points of view. So clearly, we're not calling you about this one. Fortnite, not so much. But we are going to ask you to weigh in on team sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, the officiating part or the coach relationship with the players?
The Tribune article that came out a while ago.
It's hard. Boy, I think any of us who had a kid play baseball or have as a kid that's playing baseball now, you've seen these kids who are 14 years old refereeing a game. They've got that chest protector that's as big as they are. And then there's some dad,
usually,
who is overbearing about a call or some rule interpretation.
It's brutal.
The poor kid's just trying to make $9 an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
And shut up already, right?
Yeah. He's 14.
I know.
Out where I am, a ref, an ump behind the plate is 12. Can be as young as 12 in sixth grade.
Maybe part of the problem is that, right? I mean, maybe sixth graders, God bless them, but maybe they shouldn't be officials.
But maybe it's that young because they can't find people.
and besides, in that scene, if these, 40-year-old dad coaches are berating these 15-year-old umpires, the problem isn't the 15-year-old umpires.
Absolutely.
I know. I do understand that. So again, another example. So now you're going to get somebody on to talk about that.
Yep.
The audience would be moms and dads, right?
Yeah.
That's although our own Andrea Darlis sent us a note. She said, I don't even have kids, and I liked it.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
Well, you've recorded 5 episodes. The first one is dropped. The other 4 will be released once a week, I guess. What's the drop date that you're going to be pushing these on?
We were just talking about this because we understand that you guys drop on Thursday with Mincing Rascals.
We do.
I've talked to a bunch of moms who want to hear it on Sunday nights because that's when they gather themselves together for the week.
You don't want to jump into the Mincing Rascals tailwind right there?
Yeah. Right on your coattail.
We're catching that wind there. And I mean it. No, but we want to go ahead of you.
Because we're getting rich on our 2,000 listeners a week. Let me tell you, it's the most profitable thing I've never done.
Yes.
it's the least profitable thing I've ever done. That's what I meant to say. Okay.
So, we're just trying to cover as many topics that happen in our experiences at home. Like, we're bringing home to the episodes.
Yeah.
Things that are happening.
Well, I know you particularly, and I certainly know Anne, and I certainly know your work, and I think you are the two right personalities for this. I love the angle, right? I mean, everybody's an expert on the radio, it seems, or on the internet, but that you admit that you're not, and I know how funny the two of you are. I think that's just going to make it very listenable.
And we've been friends since 1994, like...
When I got these earphones.
The moldy ones that you're wearing?
Exactly.
Maybe those shouldn't make the trip across the river when we move from the Tribune Tower next month.
I see a waste paper basket right here.
Yeah, we are throwing a lot of stuff away.
Yeah.
Sorry, by the way, I suppose a lot of us could do you a favor by hitting you up with topics. Like, oh, you got to do one on this.
Yes, that's already started to happen.
Yeah.
Out in my neck of the woods, people have heard the first one and said, oh, you could do this and you could
do
this.
Well, do you have a Facebook page? How would I get you a topic on that?
We just started building it, but it's there. It's apparently, but it's UH-parent-lee.
Because every other version of that was already
exactly
taken.
And also that was the URL I got too. So
yeah. Oh no, kidding. Good for you.
So okay, that will happen one day.
No, we'll keep mentioning that on the radio, but in the meantime, start downloading, start listening to, start subscribing to Apparently, the podcast featuring Ann Johnsos and Tracy Weiner.
Average parents
trying getting
to figure
you
it out.
Good. So is that, what's the line? What's the buy? What's the
podcast for absolutely average parents.
That's it.
I like it. I like it. And I like you guys. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, John.